You're listening to a Peak Media production.
And now, coming to you from the Windy City, it's The Daily Dime with your host, Tim Keller.
Welcome, everyone, to this Thursday edition of The Daily Dime. Today is May 15th, and we had a great Wednesday of sports action last night, so let's talk about it. All right, so we'll start off in the NBA where we had Game 5 between the Celtics and the Knicks last night in Boston. The Knicks obviously came into this one leading the series 3-1. Celtics on the brink of elimination, but they end up pulling out the win 127-102 in dominant fashion, and it did not matter that they didn't have Tatum at all. They were just the better team across the board last night, and it was relatively close throughout the first half. I mean, we were tied at halftime. It was 59-59. But the third quarter, the Celtics just ran away with it. Specifically, like the second half of the third quarter was all Boston. They ended up outscoring them 32-17 in the third, and that was it. I mean, the game was basically over at that point. Then they outscored them by 10 in the fourth and end up with a 25-point win. So Celtics stay alive, as I said, without Tatum. So a little bit surprising. I thought the Knicks might close it out, but it's really hard to win closeout games in the NBA in the playoffs, no matter who you're playing, no matter who they have available. You still have to go out and play your A game because, you know, everything is on the line for them. And they just didn't get the performances that they needed. Now, most of their stars weren't bad. Like, they weren't even that inefficient either. Like, Cat had 19, Brunson had 22, Josh Hart had 24. But just not, it's just not enough. And OG Anunoby went 1-for-12 from the field for them. Bridges was 4-for-14. They only had four players in double figures. And it's just not going to be enough when you're trying to close out a really, really deep team like the Celtics. So even though they're missing their best player, they've still got a lot of guys who can step up on that roster. And we saw it yesterday. Jaylen Brown, he was pretty solid. He had 26 and 12. Derek White was great. He had 34 points. He made 7 threes. They got 5 threes from Pritchard off the bench. And then arguably, like, the hero of the game was Kornet. He came in off the bench. He was plus 20 in his 26 minutes. He had 10 points, so not a ton of scoring, but he was 5-for-5 from the field. So obviously super efficient. He had 9 rebounds, a steal, an assist, and he had 7 blocks. Just complete force on the defensive end out of nowhere. And I thought he was the one who really changed the tide of that game. So anyway, Celtics extend the series. We'll have Game 6 in New York. I think the Knicks probably close it out in Game 6. I think they'll have a little bit more of a sense of urgency, and just being at home, I think, will make a difference for them. But you never know. I mean, this Celtics team, they're experienced, they're deep. I know you're missing Tatum, but anything can happen in the playoffs, and if they can win Game 6, then all bets are off in Game 7. So I do think, like I said, the Knicks will feel that sense of urgency and get the job done, but could go anyway, so especially if they play like they did last night. So anyway, that was the first game that we had. And then we had Game 5 between the Warriors and the Timberwolves in Minnesota. Minnesota came into this one leading the series also 3-1, and they did take care of business as they won 121-110, eliminating the Warriors and advancing to the Western Conference Finals for the second year in a row. And it was kind of a similar story for the Warriors, like as the Knicks, where they just did not get the performances that they needed from their best players. They needed Jimmy Butler to be the best player on the floor. They needed a big game from Buddy Hield, and they needed Draymond to be fantastic as well. And they just, none of those things happened. Jimmy only took 11 shots. He only had 17 points. Buddy Hield only took 9 shots. He was 0-for-4 from three, so he only had 8 points. And then Draymond was just kind of there. I mean, he didn't really fill up the stat sheet like he typically does anywhere. I mean, he had 10 points, 6 rebounds, 6 assists, 1 steal, no blocks. Like, just not what you need in a closeout game from one of your best players. Now, they did have some good performances from Pajemski and Kuminga. They had 28 and 26, respectively. And Kuminga's been really good in the past few games. I'm sure they've got to be excited about him coming into next season. But yeah, this season obviously ends in disappointing fashion. You don't have Steph, similar to how the Celtics don't have Tatum, and it's hard to win. And that's where I think we have to give a lot of credit to the Celtics. But yeah, if you're the Warriors, I mean, it's hard to be too disappointed losing without your best player like that. And it has me wondering, like, what does the future really look like for them? And obviously Steph has still been playing great, and Jimmy had some moments in the postseason, and so did Buddy Hield and some of these other guys, but they're really starting to get up there in age. I mean, Steph is 37, Jimmy and Draymond are both 35, Buddy Hield is 32, and you just wonder how much longer they're going to be able to play at an elite level. Now, they do have some younger bright spots. Pajemski and Kuminga are both only 22, so I think you have to hope that you can build around them and create some type of core, but they're still going to need a superstar. I don't think either of those guys are going to be your superstar answer. And once they eventually move on from Steph, you know, he's not going to play forever. I kind of wonder what that next step looks like for them. So anyway, enough about the Warriors. Want to talk about a little bit about the Timberwolves, because got to give them a ton of credit as well. You know, they've had two really tough series. You got to go through essentially LeBron and then Steph, even though both teams were kind of banged up a little bit. And then Steph didn't play most of the series, but still have to give them credit where credit is due. Like, as we saw, the Knicks struggled to close out the Celtics. Like, you still take care of business, and they did. And they had a huge game from Julius Randle. He had 29 points. He was super efficient, 13 for 18 from the field, 8 rebounds, 5 assists. He was just fantastic. Anthony Edwards was really good. He had 22 points and 12 assists. And then they had 4 other players scoring double figures too. Like, everyone shot super well across the board. Like, McDaniels had 14, Gobert had 17, Conley had 16, DiVincenzo had 13 off the bench. And almost everyone shot at least 50% or better. They shot 63% from the field as a team, which is a franchise record. And they had 36 assists. So, like, clearly the ball was moving and they were playing fantastic, and they deserve a ton of credit. And I think no matter who they play, whether it's the Thunder or the Nuggets in the West, or in the Western Conference Finals, I think that's going to be a really good series. And I think they're going to be a really tough out. They're all so deep, they're experienced, and they have the star power on top of it. So speaking of Denver and OKC, we'll have game 6 between them tonight. I believe the Nuggets are slight favorites. And I do think they win. I think they'll force a game 7. They're just another also really tough out with obviously superstars, as well with Jokic and Murray. And I think, you know, I know they won 18 less games than the Thunder in the regular season, but I think they're a lot more evenly matched than a lot of people would like to admit. So I think they win game 6. I think we get another game 7 with the Nuggets. We saw them do that in round 1 with the Clippers. And anything can happen in a game 7. They'll have to go back on the road to Oklahoma City if they do win. That's what I'm expecting at this point. And I wouldn't be shocked if they go on the road and win game 7 too. So, really excited for that game tonight. We also had a couple games in the NHL last night. We had game 5 between the Panthers and the Maple Leafs in Toronto. With that series, it was tied 2-2 coming into it, but the Panthers blew them out 6-1 to take a 3-2 series lead. And then we also had the Oilers and the Knights facing off in game 5 of their series, and the Oilers closed that one out in a really low-scoring game. So they came into this game leading the series 3-1, had a chance to close it out on the road. We had no goals in regulation, but then they did have an overtime winner to close that out and advance to the Western Conference Finals, and will take on the winner of the Stars and the Jets. They will play game 5 of their series tonight. They're currently tied 2-2. And before that game, we will also have game 5 tonight between the Hurricanes and the Caps, with the Canes leading that series 3-1 with a chance to close it out on the road in DC. But with that, we will just about wrap it up for this Thursday episode of the Daily Dime. A little bit of a shorter show today, but should have a lot more tomorrow as well. So as always, thank you for listening. And if you would, please consider following the show and rating 5 stars on Apple or Spotify or wherever else you may listen. We'll talk to you tomorrow. See ya.